The Allemande from the Suite in D minor, composed by Elisabeth Claude Jacquet de la Guerre. It's performed by Bizarrerie Harmonique. It's 7:40, and it is time for Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
I'm flutist Damari McGill, and you're listening to Interlaken Public Radio, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Henry. I am 11 years old. I play the bassoon. You're listening to the Kids Commute Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Henry. Good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Spooky Week on IPR's Kids Commute. This week, we're going on a musical mystery treasure hunt, listening for some very spooky notes written 800 years ago. This week, we're listening for the famous Dies Irae chant, the Day of Wrath. Now, let's remind you, what does the Dies Irae sound like?
Dies Irae, Dies Irae.
Many, many composers have worked these notes into their music to suggest death or something else that's scary or super mysterious. And today we have French composer Hector Berlioz using it in a very scary way in his Symphonie Fantastique. The music we're going to hear today is about a nightmare that a fellow has. That's kind of about his love life. His nightmare is about scary witches doing a scary witch's dance. And one of the witches is a girl he has a really big crush on, but she doesn't like him back. And she laughs at him. And in this music, along with the evil, laughing nightmare girlfriend, he has hidden the Dies Irae at the end. Now, we're not going to listen to the entire piece today. We'll start at sort of the end so you can hear where our Dies Irae fits in and then see where it goes for the rest of the piece. From the Symphonie Fantastique, this is The Witch's Sabbath by Hector Berlioz, performed by the 1990 Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra, conducted by Byron Hansen.
Thank you.
Byron Hansen conducted the 1989 Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra performing The Witch's Sabbath from the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz, with a sprinkle of the Dies Irae to make it even weirder. Embrace the weird. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we'll be hunting for the Dies Irae in the Dance of Death. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, Kids Commuters, it is time to check in with our Quizlet. We'll ask you this question all week, and if you're right, we'll send you a little prize envelope. Tell everybody how smart you are, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from Go-Go Squeeze. So here's the question. What animal's main defense mechanism is to play dead? Here's your Tuesday hint. It's a marsupial, which means mothers carry their younglings in a pouch. Other marsupials include kangaroos and koalas. Your fun bonus fact is that these marsupials are the only marsupials that live north of Mexico in North America. Do you know what it is yet? If you do, text us the answer with your name and address to 231-237-7482. And hearty congratulations to our Quizlet aces so far this week. Charles and Edward in Onekama get the early bird prize for the first answer in our inbox, along with Copeland and Ames from Harbor Springs, who also got it right, along with out-of-state kids commuters Eden and JL from Downing, Wisconsin. Welcome. And Lewis in Arcadia, Aristeos in Traverse City, good to hear from you, as well as Tobias in Honor, Hazel from Rapid City, who's a big fan of Kids Commute and inspired Cloud Week, some more out-of-state kids commuters all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, Parker and Dorothy. Longtime fan Dwayne from Engadine up in the UP got it right, along with regular listener Joey from Rochester Hills. It was great to hear from all of you yesterday. Okay, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm producer Tony Barrow in for Kate Botello. Later, Gator.
Interlaken Public Radio.